Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H2FY26 results conference call of DigiCore Studios Limited, hosted by Green Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakshi Panjwani from Green Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Green Advisors, I welcome you all to the H2FY26 conference call of DigiCore Studios Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Abhishek Mohra, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Hini Pahuja, CEO, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Abhishek Mohra for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for joining us today for DigiCore Studios Limited FY25-26 earnings call. I want to begin by thanking our shareholders, analysts, partners, and well-wishers for your continued support and encouragement. The last year demanded patience and belief, not just from our team, but from every stakeholder who stood with DigiCore. And we do not take this trust lightly, so thank you once again for trusting in us and staying with us. Today's call is a special one because FY25-26 represents something very important for DigiCore: a decisive turnaround and an inflection point. We moved from an industry-wide disruption phase to a growth phase, sharper, stronger, and more future-ready. Under Project Abhimanyu, we focused on disciplined execution, tighter financial management, and building a more resilient, scalable business while staying transparent and compliant with the market. Let me start with the industry context. The Hollywood writers and actors' strikes created an unprecedented pause. That period was painful for the entire global entertainment supply chain: studios, streamers, production houses, and every vendor in post-production and VFX. Well, but the rearview mirror is behind us now. What matters is the windshield. Productions have restarted with a boom. Green lights are back. Content slates are being rebuilt across geographies. Independent market studies continue to project strong growth for the global VFX and animation sector over the next 5 years, driven by the ongoing expansion of streaming content, the scale of episodic production, and the increasing use of VFX across genres. In simple words, the demand environment is improving, and the industry is entering a strong cycle. So our view is straightforward. The industry is not just recovering, it is expanding, and DigiCore is positioned to grow within that. Now to the core: DigiCore's performance in FY25-26. Like I mentioned, FY25-26 was a strong turnaround year for DigiCore Studios, backed by the disciplined execution framework of Project Abhimanyu. Our consolidated results reflect sharp revenue growth, a return to profitability, meaningful margin expansion, and balance sheet strengthening. Some key highlights for FY25-26 versus FY24-25: revenue from operations grew 83.1% year-on-year, up to 66.02 crores. Total revenue grew 91.5% year-on-year, up to 70.86 crores. PBT moved from a loss of 9.61 crores to a profit of 15.37 crores. PAT reversed from a loss of 7.2 crores to a profit after tax of 12.64 crores. And the net worth of the company is up 37.1% year-on-year to 47.68 crores. A key operating highlight is that while total revenue grew sharply, our expenses did not rise at the same pace, reflecting strong operating leverage and financial discipline. The message is clear: we did not just recover, we recovered with efficiency. And we believe this is not one-off. It's the early impact of a structured program that was designed to strengthen financial resilience, improve cash flow quality, enhance execution discipline, and rebuild stakeholder confidence. Let me quickly explain the why in simple terms. First, demand returned. As production restarted, we converted pipeline into delivery, especially in episodic. Episodic work gives repeat volumes, better planning, and steadier execution. Take, for example, a project called One Piece, which we delivered last year. So we delivered season 2 of One Piece last year, which was approximately an $800,000 project. And we've been now approached by the One Piece team again for season 3 of One Piece, which for which the work will be starting in by June. So this is great. So when you get onto a large tentpole project, every year, literally as the new seasons come out, you keep getting work on that. So that builds the pipeline of the company in the long term. Second, we sharpened execution. So we moved a lot towards discipline, tight delivery, tighter cost lines, better productivity, and stronger financial management. And third, we invested ahead of the curve. We leaned into international business development, client relationships, and future-ready capabilities like AI and virtual production workflows. We also achieved a major milestone in terms of securing a TPM Gold Star status, which matters a lot in the industry because this adds a very high level of trust with clients. So we are now among only 3 VFX studios worldwide with the TPM Gold Star status and the only listed VFX company in India to reach this elite tier. In the context content supply chain, security credibility is not optional. It is a gatekeeper. Many top-tier studios and OTT projects require vendors to meet minimum security standards, even to be eligible to quote. This credential expands our eligibility pool and strengthens our ability to win larger, longer tenure mandates. So for DigiCore, TPM Gold Star status is not a badge. It is a business advantage. On similar lines, we achieved Amazon Tier 0 status, which again, very few studios in the world have. And that, you know, gives us the advantage of quoting for certain Amazon projects, which are cleared only for Tier 0 security. Now, as we move forward, geographic expansion is the next pillar. Europe is a priority for us, and we have also been deliberate about opening up Latin America as a new growth lane. A strategic partnership with EFT Studios is a key step. EFT is one of Europe and Latin America's largest end-to-end production support houses, operating across Spain, Mexico, Colombia, and the United States. This partnership is not about one-off projects. It is about early access. It brings DigiCore into the pipeline earlier, during pre-production and budgeting, improving conversion probability, repeat workflows, and long-term client stickiness. So based on expected project and project flow and discussion, management estimates EFD-linked opportunities could generate 30 to 50 crores of VFX revenue over the next 3 years. So this is how we are building predictable growth, structured access, repeat pipelines, and disciplined execution. Now let's talk about the engine that feeds all of this, which is business development. We have been exceptionally active on the business development side. Over the last 12 months, we've completed over 250 in-person and online meetings across US, Europe, Asia, and Latin America, building visibility with networks, streamers, and production houses, and supporting a higher quality pipeline in episodic work. We are keeping that cadence. More meetings, more demos, more wins, because FaceTime with decision makers converts. We also moved operationally to support this growth. We have been scaling our team capacity in line with demand so we can take on larger and longer duration projects without compromising quality or timelines. Now, AI readiness is one of the very key things that we believe that we are among the forerunners in India. So now I want to address the most important future forward lever, AI and content production transformation. There is a real question in the market, will AI impact VFX revenues? And our answer is, AI will change workflows, but it will also create new markets, and we intend to lead that curve, not chase it. We have invested in AI-assisted roto, cleanup, match move, tracking, and QC, and in building proprietary workflows that improve speed and productivity. But more importantly, we are extending AI from support tool to content creation engine. So this is where Kingdom Games, our AI-assisted movie IP, becomes a game changer. Digico Studios is producing Kingdom Games, an AI-assisted CG animated feature being developed for global release. Our thesis is powerful and simple. What we did is we disrupted the traditional CG production pipeline and we got AI into that. And we do believe that we are among the first few studios in the world to have achieved that. Any of you who have not seen the Kingdom Games trailer, please do Google Digico Studios Kingdom Games and have a look at the trailer. It is truly exceptional. I have personally had meetings with several distributors across the world and they do believe it's incredible that a company in India can create Disney-level animation at 1/20th of the cost of regular animation. That's the disruption we've created with this film. So lower cost turns content into a potential money spinner across multiple revenue streams because the break-even point drops dramatically and monetization becomes far more attractive. And we are not thinking just about one revenue line. For Kingdom Games, the monetization plan is multi-lane. We have SVOD, which is streaming video on demand, AVOD, which is advertising video on demand, TVOD, transactional video on demand, airlines, music, and more. We are in talks with distributors who will be getting our films to release theatrically in several countries, as well as across SVOD, TVOD, AVOD, airlines, and music distribution across the world. We would actually end up being one of India's first global IPs where people from over 100 countries will watch Kingdom Games in several languages. We've already partnered with several international companies for distribution and monetization, and we believe this can create long-term recurring revenue potential for DigiCore across multiple sources. While we were reaching out to people for monetization of Kingdom Games, we accidentally delivered a great new revenue opportunity for our branded content shows which are already monetized and we've already made profits on them. As an example, Kaise Banta Hai, where we already have 20 episodes, close to 20 episodes on air on Jio Cinema, Jio Hotstar, and the next season of 10 episodes will be streaming by the end of May. Now, the other opportunity that we've actually opened up is putting all these 30 episodes English version on over 200 advertising video on demand platforms all over the world, which would generate revenue for the company for years and years. So apart from just the revenue we generated in, you know, by producing this content from the brands, now we have large-scale revenue and long-term revenue that we'll generate through these AVOD platforms, which we'll be, you know, putting Kaise Banta Hai 30 episodes on. That's a massive breakthrough that we've achieved recently. So AI-assisted production economics create a new model for scalable IP creation, and Digico is building that model now with several global IPs lined up over the next 24 months. Before I close, let me highlight a few additional credibility anchors. Our approvals and client trust create a durable moat. DigiCore continues to be a trusted vendor to major studios and streamers, helping us qualify faster and win larger mandates. Project Abhimanyu is not a one-time action. It is a structured, governance-led program focused on capital structure, cash flow quality, execution readiness, and stakeholder confidence. Our promoter-led actions and balance sheet strengthening initiatives are designed to improve financial flexibility at the right point in the industry cycle. Closing with three simple takeaways. Number one, FY25-26 was a turnaround year without any. We delivered strong revenue growth, returned to profitability, expanded margins, and strengthened the network. Number two, the industry cycle supports the next phase. We are seeing strong commissioning activity again, and the next 3 years are expected to be busy for VFX companies globally. And number three, DigiCore is building a future-ready global platform. We are strengthening trust through TP and Goldstar, expanding into Europe and Latin America through partnerships like EFT, and preparing for an AI-shaped future with AI-assisted content production at scale. There's a quote which I would like to conclude with. The best way to predict the future is to create it. And that is what we are doing through strategy, discipline, and execution. Last, on behalf of the leadership team, thank you again for your trust in Digico Studios. We are excited about the road ahead and we look forward to updating you as we scale global VFX, expand into new markets, and build a new generation content engine. That, I open the floor to questions now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from Vinod Shah from VS Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Okay, sir. So congrats on good set of numbers. So
thank you, sir.
The revenue growth was 83%. So how much of it came from the new clients or existing clients?
So there's been a mix of new and existing. Honestly, you know, we haven't broken down currently, you know, just before this call, what is new and what is existing. So when you say new, obviously, you know, one of that was the big One Piece project, which we did, which was around, you know, $800,000. Then we worked with HBO on Green Lantern. So one very good sign is that, you know, we got in a lot of high value direct projects in the mix. But honestly, if you ask me right now, you know, of the breakup of that, what is new clients and old clients, I don't have an answer to that immediately.
Okay, no problem. And what's the revenue split between Hollywood and Indian OTT or TV content for the whole
year? We don't do VFX in India, but out of this, the branded content revenue is around 9 crores.
Okay.
The rest is all VFX.
And who are like our top three clients and what's their percentage to the revenue?
I'm sorry, but you know, I can't release publicly client names,
okay.
But three clients would contribute around maybe 30% of our revenue for sure.
And what's the current order book?
Well, current order book is fantastic because we already have, Rings of Power going on with Amazon, which is a massive project. We have One Piece Season 3 coming up. We've got in from our existing outsourced vendors commitments of close to, you know, for the rest of the year, because we take details from them on manpower planning. We've got almost 40 crores worth of commitments from our existing outsourced clients. So if you ask me today, we are sitting on close to, you know, 45 crores or 50 crores of orders, which obviously includes around a 40 crore projection from our existing outsourced clients. So, you know, as we work during the year, we'll add more with direct clients, direct projects and new clients for outsource as well.
Okay, sir. And sir, any like major production which is upcoming or which we have delivered recently? So can you
name a few? The biggest new project that's coming up for us is One Piece Season 3, which we estimate would be in the $1 million range, a single project. And we have several more projects that we are talking already with EFG in South America. In fact, as we speak, our head of business development is in South America doing a lot of meetings out there. So I'm being updated on a daily basis. We're already bidding out there for several high-value projects thanks to EFG, who's a major player in the South American market. So we are going to look at quite a bit of traction from South America this year towards our revenue, which was literally zero till last year. And this year we expect South America to contribute decently to the revenue.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all. I will join back the queue.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all, you may press star 1 on your touchtone telephone to ask any questions. We have next question from Dinesh Chanyani as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You are audible.
Okay. So, hello, Abhishek, sir.
Yeah.
I'm audible, na?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. So, sir, first thing ki bahut acha result hai hamari company ka. So, mere na 3 se 4 questions hai. Mere 3 se 4 questions hai. Pehla question ye ki hamara cash conversion cycle itna zyada kyun hai? Like 370 days. Itna zyada kyun hai? Because agar hamare project acche aa rahe hain. तो इतना टाइम क्यों लग रहा है हमें मतलब कैश कन्वर्ट करने में
यू नो मैं जोकिंगली अभी बोलता हूं लोगों को टू आंसर योर क्वेश्चन यू नो दैट बिकॉज़ ऑफ द स्ट्राइक द कैश हैज ड्राइड अप सो मच इन द इंडस्ट्री कि वीएफएक्स इंडस्ट्री ना अभी गवर्नमेंट के जैसे इंडियन गवर्नमेंट के जैसे बन गया है ए टू गेट इनसाइड इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट बी अगर आप अंदर घुस गए तो भर भर के प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं पी मार्जिन फैंटास्टिक बट डी पैसा जब आएगा वो गवर्नमेंट ही जानता है एंड दैट्स एग्जैक्टली द स्टेट ऑफ द वीएफएक्स इंडस्ट्री. मैं आपको एग्जाम्पल दे देता हूँ, ठीक है. अब आप देखिए अभी ये जो ईरान में जो इश्यूज हुए, ठीक है, कितना टाइम, 3 महीना हुआ होगा इश्यूज को हुए हुए, स्टार्टेड इन एंड फैक्ट्री इन विद इन 2 मंथ द गवर्नमेंट अनाउंस अगेन यू नो टॉप अप ओडी बेनिफिट्स फॉर कंपनीज बिकॉज दे रियलाइज की कैश फ्लोज आर गेटिंग अफेक्टेड विद इन 2 मंथ्स ऑफ ईरान इश्यूज हैपनिंग. आई एम श्योर यू हर्ड द न्यूज वेयर if companies can take an additional 10% additional funding top up from the government, which will be security backed by the government. So, 2 महीने के अंदर ही अगर businesses को cash flow के issues आने लग गए, sir, हमको तो 15 महीने से the industry has been in trouble with no government support, with no additional cash from the government. All the companies within the industry are managing themselves only. So, if in 2 months, if India as a country is announcing, you know, फाइनेंशियल सपोर्ट,
आई कैन अंडरस्टैंड, मैं आपकी बात समझ रहा हूँ, बट मेरा पॉइंट ये है जैसे जैसे लास्ट ईयर 401 डेज से अभी 370 डेज हो गया, तो ये डिक्लाइनिंग फेज में ही रहेगा इन द फ्यूचर और माइट बी मतलब सेम फेज पर आएगा.
एस्टिमेट द कैश फ्लो सिचुएशन टू यू नो बिकम रेगुलराइज इन द नेक्स्ट 6 to 12 months, इतना टाइम लगेगा बिकॉज प्रोजेक्ट आने लास्ट ईयर चालू हुए हैं. ऐसे तो है नहीं कि यू नो 15 महीने का कैश फ्लो एक कंपनी यू नो एक प्रोजेक्ट में रिकवर कर लेगा पूरा. सो अनदर 6 to 12 months बिकॉज प्रोजेक्ट डिमांड हैज स्टार्टेड ऑन अ ग्रेट नोट, बट कैश फ्लो टू रेगुलराइज 6 to 12 months वेरी इजिली. तो यस इट आई डोंट सी दैट एज अ प्रॉब्लम फॉर अस, आई सी दैट एज अ थिंग दैट वी हैव टू प्लान फॉर एंड वी आर ऑलवेज डूइंग दैट बिकॉज वी नो दैट द वर्क इज बैक एंड द गुड साइन इज द वर्क इज बैक विच वॉज अ प्रॉब्लम टिल लास्ट ईयर. Now, as the work is back, the cash flow will come back automatically.
Okay. So, मेरा second question ये है कि हमारा trade receivables इतने ज़्यादा क्यों हैं? Like वो increasing phase पे क्यों, अगर मैं orders आ रहे हैं ना, मैं order book अच्छी filled है, तो हमारे trade receivables इतने बढ़ क्यों रहे हैं? Like last year अगर हमारे 40 CR के, तो अभी 67 CR के क्यों trade receivables हो गए हैं? Increase क्यों रहा हमारे?
क्योंकि एक तो revenue भी बढ़ गया. रेवेन्यू जैसे ही बढ़ेगा इट इज नेचुरल फॉर ट्रेड रिसीवेबल्स टू इंक्रीज.
प्रॉफिट में रिफ्लेक्ट नहीं कर रहा है ना वो, अगर वो अगर बढ़ रहा है तो हमारा प्रॉफिट, अगर रेवेन्यू बढ़ रहा है तो प्रॉफिट भी बढ़ना चाहिए, तो वो प्रॉफिट हमारे पर कैश फ्लो ऑपरेटिंग में क्यों नहीं आ रहा है? कैश फ्लो प्रॉफिट फ्रॉम ऑपरेशन में क्यों नहीं दिख रहा है? वो रिसीवेबल्स में क्यों दिख रहा है वो?
Because it is receivables, na? Because the clients, the payments have yet to come from the clients. अगर revenue जब book होता है, revenue book होने के बाद after 90 to 120 days and some clients are taking even 180 days now. वो तो पहले तो बहुत last year तक तो हालत बहुत ही ज्यादा खराब था for payments, but now also some clients are taking up to 180 days for payments. So वो तो obviously like I said, वो 6 महीने से 12 महीने तो आराम से लगेगा इसको regularize होने में 100%.
ठीक है. सो एंड हम ऑपरेटिंग फ्रॉम प्रॉफिट मार्जिन हम कितना वो कर रहे हैं, एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं 26-27 में? लाइक अभी हमारा जो 30% प्लस है, तो हम नेक्स्ट ईयर में क्या प्लान कर रहे हैं
ऑपरेटिंग फ्रॉम प्रॉफिट मार्जिन? देखिए इसमें ऑपरेटिंग प्रॉफिट मार्जिन 30-32% के रेंज में तो जरूर रहेगा, बट वन थिंग दैट कुड चेंज एवरीथिंग विच I have no idea right now because it is our first project. That is our AI assisted movie Kingdom Games, so almost ready for gaya hai. It will be ready by end of June. We are talking to several potential distributors all over the world, and you know, across various platforms, like I said, theatrical in USA, and all your AVOD platforms, SVOD platforms. So if that movie gets good buyers across the world, it could change our operating margin substantially because उसमें आपको आगे तो खर्चा कुछ है नहीं, जो भी खर्चा था वो हमारे एम्प्लॉय पर लग गया ऑलरेडी. देर इज नो मोर कॉस्ट नाउ, वट एवर कम्स इन फ्रॉम किंगडम गेम्स विल बी प्योर रेवेन्यू, सो दैट कुड सब्सटेंशियली चेंज, बट आई कैनॉट पुट अ नंबर टू दैट राइट नाउ बिकॉज वी हैवंट यू नो एक्टिवली स्टार्टेड रिसीविंग ऑफर्स फ्रॉम पीपल. वी विल ओनली स्टार्ट रिसीविंग ऑफर्स फ्रॉम पीपल वंस द फिल्म इज रेडी, विच विल बी एंड ऑफ जून.
ओके, सो आप अभी कमेंट नहीं कर सकते हैं आप प्रॉफिट मार्जिन को, राइट?
किंगडम गेम्स 5 करोड़ भी कमा सकता है और 50 करोड़ भी कमा सकता है, सो वी डोंट नो दैट, सो इट्स नॉट राइट फॉर मी टू पुट अ नंबर बिकॉज इट्स नॉट की एक होता है कि यार यू नो आई कैन से यू नो 5 और 7 करोड़ के बीच में, बट द वेरियंस ऑफ हियर इज सो मच दैट इफ यू गिव एज एन एग्जांपल, आई गिव यू एन एग्जांपल, वी आर टॉकिंग टू अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल फॉर अ थिएट्रिकल रिलीज इन द यूएस. A theatrical release in US means that itself will give the company 10 to 15 crores of revenue, net revenue. Just if you, just by getting that theatrical release in the US, which is a massive, you know, opportunity for any Indian company. Wo theatrical revenue, agar wo theatrical release US mein mil gaya, so then, you know, we get 25, 30 crores as a possible revenue from Kingdom Games for the company. Theatrical release nahi mila, that can be between 5 to 7 crores. But, so that's why it's very difficult to put a number to that right now.
नहीं मैं समझ रहा हूँ आपकी बात अभिषेक जी, आप जो बोलना चाह रहे हैं, बट एज अ बिजनेस ओनर हमारा भी तो टारगेट होता है ना कि मे बी ट्रेडर एंड इन्वेस्टर हूँ तो मुझे पता है कि आई कैन जनरेट दिस काइंड ऑफ ओपीएम एवरी ईयर.
Our regular operating margins will remain in VFX where they are right now. उसमें कुछ ज़्यादा drastic change नहीं होने वाला है. There's going to be no drastic change in the VFX side of the business.
Okay, fine. And my last question is from okay.
Just to end with one more thing, we are taking active steps towards improving productivity in the company. So our goal is to improve that by 3% in this year. So it's not a drastic change. The 30 का 40 50 हो जाएगा. But even a 2 or 3% change, it's not, it leads to substantial revenues because suddenly on, let's say, if you are targeting, let's say, you know, if you are able to achieve hypothetically 100 crores revenue next year, and you're doing a 2 or 3% improvement in operating margin, that's a substantial contribution to the bottom line.
Okay, fine. So, my last question is, promoter holdings, promoters have holding test kyun ki hui hai? Why the promoters have pledged the holdings?
Sir, last year we had a loss. Banks don't fund, unfortunately, banks, whole of last year, banks did not fund the company or we were unable to pick up loans from banks because of a loss-making balance sheet. So we had to go to NBFCs and everybody needs security. You know, nobody funds without security. You know, you also know that if you unsecured, how much will you get? 1, 2, 4 crore, you know, not more than that. So the only security available with the company technically is the shares of the company. So since the cash flows were affected and the company needed to borrow funds, the banks were not giving funds because of a loss balance sheet. Now obviously the banks will, they've already approached us. So banks ko to pehle hi dikh jata hai ki company profit mein aa gayi to bhai abhi wapas approach ke liye loan ke liye. But last year the challenge that we faced was that we were not able to get funds from banks and the only option with NBFCs was to provide some security. And the only security we had was our shares. So that is why promoter had to pledge shares for borrowing funds.
Okay. And when we are planning for unpledging?
So we are, you know, we've been actively working on a QIP, which is also known. I've discussed that in several calls of ours. We are planning for a 25 crore QIP. We were very close to doing it and then suddenly Mr. Trump plans to play spoil sport by, you know, the market, the Elka Matriya markets. We estimate in the next, you know, in this year itself, we will successfully complete a QIP or a preferential of 30 to 35 crores. And obviously that will free up all our shares.
Okay. So on this year, we might be see unpledging of holding, right? Might be.
So this year again, so sorry, you know, you are also from the market, you understand that, you know, investors today are not, you know, you see IPOs also, half of them are going, you know, on a very low subscription. Mm-hmm. So the markets have to improve for a company to successfully carry out a QIP or a fundraise. It's normal.
Okay.
We are hoping that the market improves in the next 2 to 3 months and we are able to, you know, complete our QIP before. If the markets improve, we'll definitely complete our fundraise this year. So that is also dependent now on how the markets react.
No. Abhishek ji, mera question tha, holdings unpaid is year mein kar lenge ya fir matlab time lag sakta hai? Ya fir matlab market condition theek hone ke baad?
Holding unpledged is completely right now depending on the fundraise, right? ऐसे तो है नहीं कि हम लोग जो लिए हैं वो internal accrual से निकल जाएगा. It's not going to be that easy. Internal accrual से थोड़ा निकलेगा internal accrual से, पूरा नहीं निकलेगा. So as of today, we are very confident that our fundraise should get completed in this year. We are pretty confident of that. And that is why I can say that there is a good chance, a better chance of the shares getting unpledged.
Okay. And last con call, when I attended, you said that bonus share we plan. So, is it still the plan or did you cancel it? No,
we have to do it. For qualifying for main board, there are certain criteria, right? And one of them is the paid-up capital of the company. So we did issue one bonus, 1:1 bonus last year. This time ka, it all depends on, there are 2-3 factors, that is the QIP is a factor, you know, the future listing on main board is a factor. So if that, yeah, that does become a criteria to meet our, you know, paid up capital requirements, we will definitely issue, but I can't commit that right now because I have not discussed that with the board, and unless I have board approval, I cannot publicly commit that.
Okay, fine. ठीक है अभिषेक जी, थैंक यू सो मच. मेरे सारे क्वेश्चन कंप्लीट हो गए एंड आई एम लिटिल बिट अनसैटिस्फाइड, बट इट्स फाइन, चलेगा.
नो प्रॉब्लम, थैंक यू सर. एंड इफ देयर इज एनीथिंग, एंड आई वुड लाइक टू आस्क व्हाई यू अनसैटिस्फाइड, व्हाट इज द रीजन?
पार्डन,
व्हाट मेक्स यू फील अनसैटिस्फाइड, जस्ट फॉर माय इंफॉर्मेशन.
सी, मेरा मैं अनकम जो ओपीएम जो था हमारा, देखिए सी, मैं भी ट्रेडर एंड इन्वेस्टर हूँ. सो मुझे मालूम है कि मैं इस साल में कितना ओपीएम जनरेट करूंगा मेरा, ठीक है. सो वाइल मैं ट्रेडिंग, ठीक है. सो एज अ बिजनेस ओनर, एवरीवन नोस कि यार मेरा इतना इस साल में इतना पैसा तो मैं निकाल ही लूंगा, चाहे कुछ भी हो जाए, ठीक है. अब वो अगर कुछ अनप्लान्ड हो गया, बहुत ज्यादा ही अनप्लान्ड हो गया, जैसे लाइक दिस इज अ वॉर सिचुएशन, बहुत ज्यादा अनप्लान्ड हो गया, तो ऐसा सिचुएशन कुछ बनता है तो देन वही समझ में आता है कि चलो भाई ठीक है, बट उसमें भी 2-5% का ही अपडाउन होगा.
So that is why. So that is why. That is really, you misunderstood what I said. That is why you feel you're unsatisfied. मैंने आपको क्या बोला कि हमारा जो VFX business है, which is our bread and butter and contributes maximum towards our business, उसका OPM is going to remain steady with 2-3% better. We're going to better than because we are doing taking activities for improving productivity. Right. So that I answered your question. What I want to ask you is, आप trader हो? आप किस चीज में ट्रेड करते हो? जस्ट फॉर माय नॉलेज,
मैं एफ एन ओ डेरिवेटिव शॉर्ट सेलर हूँ. मैं
आई थॉट यू आर इनटू प्रोडक्शन. लेट्स अस्यूम यू लॉन्च्ड अ न्यू वेंचर, अ न्यू बिजनेस ओनली ऑल टुगेदर.
नो नो, आई एम प्लानिंग. सो सी, मेरे को ज्यादा भसड़ पसंद नहीं जीवन में, सो आई डोंट लाइक द क्लाइंट्स मच मोर. सो आई हैव 2-3 क्लाइंट्स इन माय पोर्टफोलियो, सो आई एम मेकिंग गुड काइंड ऑफ मनी, सो आई एम सैटिस्फाइड विद दैट. That's why I'm not planning for the venture capital because I get the offers a little bit more in the past. Yeah, but I'm good at my home.
Let's park the discussion or the potential revenue from Kingdom Games aside. So if I were to just answer your question in one line on the OPM, I would like to say that we are making an effort to improve our OPM by 2-3% this year by helping by productivity improvements across the production of VFX. So you can, if you want to consider that as an answer, which is the fact, you should consider that, which if that will satisfy you.
Okay, fine. Chalega. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from Adesh Pandey. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name is Adesh Pandey.
Adarsh
Pandey,
yes, Adarsh.
Yeah, so I had a couple of questions. One on the overall sort of guidance for next year in terms of revenue and profits. And the second question is on, you know, the other businesses outside of VFX. What are the kind of traction that we're seeing in those, like the virtual production, own content, and some of those other business lines that we have? What kind of traction are we seeing there?
Sure. So for next year, you know, we are looking at a guidance of obviously on the business wise around 85 crores odd revenue top line. I'm pretty sure we'll beat that, but that's the guidance we are working on with the outside world. On the PAT levels, we are looking at around 15-16 crore PAT. That is our internal target that we've set for us right now. On the businesses, VFX is growing. Obviously, it goes without saying that VFX, and that's why I say we'll beat our guidance of last year, because until last year, we had really only, when we gave the guidance for FY26-27, there was no, you know, we did not account for the AI film production, which we have achieved breakthrough in the last 6 months itself. So VFX is growing, and VFX will grow as a business. Branded content is growing, like I said. You know, we already have 2 seasons delivered to Jio, and they're streaming of Kaise Banta Hai. The third season, as we speak, in fact, Jio is just doing their last QC, and before the end of May, the third season will be going live. We've already signed up brands for the 4th season. We'll start filming brands for the 4th season of Kaise Banta Hai, and the 4th season of Kaise Banta Hai is estimated to go live on Jio in September. So we are really accelerating Kaise Banta Hai as an IP.
massive breakthrough on Kaise Banta Hai is the new revenue opportunities that we've got through an English version where we are calling it Watch It Made. We are dubbing Kaise Banta Hai into English and distributing that to over 150 AVOD advertising video on demand platforms worldwide, which will give us, you know, extra revenue that we never anticipated. Our second show, branded content show, which is Medical Gurus, we've almost finished signing up brands, hospitals for season one for that. So there's good traction out there as well. And obviously the new kid on the block is the AI films that we're doing, which is our first film with Kingdom Games. And like I mentioned earlier, please definitely do check out the trailer of Kingdom Games, which is online for the world to see. You'll be really impressed with what you see. So we are gaining a lot of traction there. VP sets has been flat, I would say. It did not worldwide, VP was not adopted as a production tech, or has not yet. I cannot say was not. I say has not yet been adopted as much as most people thought it would. So VP has been flat. It's not really growing for us. So that's the one area which we are not seeing too much growth, but all other areas we are seeing a tremendous growth.
Okay. Just to reiterate, in this top line target you're looking at is around 80 crores and bottom line of about 60, 85 and 16, 18 in PAT, right?
Correct. 15 to 16 in PAT. Not 16 to 18.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Those are my questions. I'll get back in with you for any other questions. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all, if you wish to ask any question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from Ishan Shah from Morningstar. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. So, yeah, first of all, congratulations for your results.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so I just wanted to ask that the employee cost fell 13% while the revenue nearly doubled. So may I know, sir, what exactly happened there?
No, so it wasn't just employee cost fell 13% and revenue only doubled. So see, when the strikes period was going on, we were carrying the cost of that employee. So we took active measures in, let's say, reducing a lot of our overhead employee costs in North America. Now, when you reduce, you know, even one person in North America, that's like reducing literally 20 people in India because the cost is so much of the North American person. So we really went hard on reducing costs in North America. So there was a massive cost reduction there in terms of employees. Because of, you know, we had the, it's not too much of cost. It's just that we had better productivity and better use of the current employees in India. There were such numbers.
Okay. Yeah. Understood. And I have another question. Like, so the PAT margin is around 17.8%, right? So, like, it is a one-time thing, or you can sustain this on year-on-year?
So, in fact, our efforts are to better the PAT margin as we progress. You know, any company works very hard to, you know, improve productivity so that we can better PAT margins. And it is our endeavor to try to better the PAT margin for FY27.
Okay. Yeah. So any one-time gains that are sitting in current numbers, current year's numbers, so that I should know about or we should know about?
There's no unusual one-time gain. Yes, there is a one-time gain thanks to Donald Trump, which is the FX gain that we benefited from, which is great, right? Every business loves that pre-revenue, no? So the one-time or the other revenue items, other revenue that you see is basically FX gain, the foreign exchange gain, which is if the rupee is weaker, you know, we paid invoice 6 months earlier and a client has paid us after 6 months and the rupee becomes stronger, we benefit from that, no?
Okay. Yeah. Understood. Yeah. So I have one last question. So where do you see the EBITDA margins that are normalized once the hiring and scaling happens?
So like I said, you know, every business strives, and like every business, Digico especially, one of our focuses this year is to improve productivity. And we are going extremely strong on implementing AI systems and AI-based production technologies within the company. In fact, just before this meeting, I got off a call with the technology team at Digico where we are introducing a new thing which will improve our auto productivity, especially quite a bit. So, you know, we are working very hard on improving productivity through AI tools. Now, AI is developing so fast that, you know, while I may think that, you know, we will improve productivity by 2% or 3% or 4% this year, tomorrow some new tool could come which could help us improve by 10%. So we are keeping an eye out for these new tools and technologies also. I mean, our target is to improve productivity by 3% at least this year.
Okay, yeah, great. So that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Rupen Mehta. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Yeah.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I know they are having a great chat with you, but I have one question that what's your free cash flow for 26?
I don't have that answer immediately right now. I'll have to check the numbers. So I'm sorry, but I don't have an answer for that immediately.
No worries. Have any profit or cash difference thing? I mean, what is there is a difference between the profit and that we are reaching it to the cash flow. You have this?
I'm sorry. No, I don't have that. Those numbers right now, the cash flow numbers with me right now. I'm really sorry for that. No worries.
My other question is, what is your debtor days and have collection improved this year?
So debtor days has come down year-on-year basis between FY20, last year and this year. And we are working very, very hard, like I said, even before in this call to, you know, improve that. And we are already seeing an improvement. But honestly, it's going to take 6 to 12 more months for cash flow cycles and debtor days to regularize. And when I say regularized, you know, the debtor day cycle in the industry is anywhere around, has even before the strikes was typically around 120 days. So, you know, now post-strikes, we are going to be experiencing regularization, meaning, you know, 120 to 130 days, which is definitely better than today's situation. And I, you know, take that any day. But we would definitely, you know, I'm very conservatively projecting 6 to 12 months for it to come to that level.
Okay. And what is our debt position as of 26, March 26?
Our debt position. Debt, so if I look at debt loans, no?
Yes, loans. Debt.
So outside debt is around 29 crores as of now. But that includes the bank OD and CC and all of that also. So complete.
Okay. Are we planning to, you know, loosen it up? I mean...
Okay, so I don't know whether you missed the earlier part, but like I said, you know, we are actively working towards a QIP or a preferential fundraise of 30 to 35 crores. The primary objective of that is to lighten the debt of the company. No?
Okay. Fair enough. Just I will get back into the queue for any further questions. Thank you. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from Mahesh Seth from VY Capital. Mr. Mahesh, please go ahead.
Mahesh, I'm sorry, I said your full name. Mahesh?
Mahesh Seth.
And from?
VY
Capital. Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I just wanted to know, like, if global demand softens again, or like, you know,
Your voice is not clear. I cannot hear you clearly. Can you
hear me now? Yes, now. Yes,
we can. Yes. Yeah. So I was just asking, like, if you know, global Hollywood demand gets softened again, like, or maybe, you know, AI cuts VFX budget. So what's your plan to deal with this?
So, it's not going to happen very, very soon because there are two or three good things that have happened. So, everyone in the VFX industry was scared about it, that AI will cut VFX demand largely. But there was a very interesting announcement by the Academy recently that AI films or AI actors will not qualify for Academy Awards. So, now any of these big budget movies that we thought will become AI will technically cannot become AI because they also work a lot for the awards. So that is one very big thing that happened. All those projects which are shooting right now or have just started shooting or have just, you know, this writing chalu hua hai, they will now come into the VFX stage any over the next 15-18 months, right? So what could happen is that AI, if there is going to be any AI-based reduction in VFX, at least for the next 18 months, we don't foresee that. For sure, if there is going to be any reduction also. Because, Abhi, you know, the things that are already filming right now, they are filming. And once you film, they are going to come into the VFX stage. So, at least for the next 18 months or 24 months, we are very, very confident that this is not going to affect at all. Post which, there could be an effect. We are preparing towards that with our, you know, different divisions at DigiCore, branded content, AI-based content production, and, you know, our various other AI platforms that we are working on. So even if there is a slight disruption or a slight fee, it cannot completely disrupt. It's technically not possible. If there's a slight disruption, we will very well make up with our other divisions which we've been building. So that is why, you know, I keep saying that now we are no longer a pure play VFX studio. We are transitioning into a media and technology house. So that we are not dependent purely on VFX and our revenues and profits don't drop in the future if there is a slight drop in VFX revenues thanks to AI. So we are very well preparing for that.
Okay, got it. Can you also tell me about any project, like Indian project, Bollywood project you are working on or, you know, soon planning to work on?
We don't, Bollywood projects have extremely low budgets with little or no margins. So we don't actively chase Bollywood projects or encourage Bollywood projects that have no margins. So technically, if you ask me what is our revenue from VFX from Bollywood last year, it was zero.
Okay, got it. And can you also talk a little about project pipeline you have and current order?
I'm sorry.
Can you also throw some light on project pipeline that you have? And
I just mentioned that to someone else recently, but yeah. So if you look at it, you know, we've just done a quick check last month itself to plan our workforce for the year with our existing clients, our existing outsourced clients, and we got an indication of around 40 crores worth of work from our existing clients. And plus, that also includes, you know, things like the One Piece Season 3 and the Rings of Power that we're doing with Amazon. So we are very confident that, you know, if we're starting the year with around 40, 45 crores worth of pipeline, we are extremely confident of, touching that 75 crores odd mark on VFX side of business. And the 10 to 12 crores on the branded content, which will help us achieve our 85 crore guidance.
Okay, got it. Thank you for answering.
Thank you.
The next question is from Vishakha Mishra as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I'm audible to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Also, my question is Project Abhimanyu done or tendered, and what is specifically left to execute?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Your voice was not very clear.
Now, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, it's much better.
Yes, sir. My question is Project Abhimanyu done or tendered, and what is specifically left to execute?
Awesome. See, Project Abhimanyu is not a project for the company, which is a revenue project. It is a project that we have created internally, which we know. So it's just about giving a name to something which we've given so that, you know, people can relate to that when we talk. So it's a execution strategy at DigiCore, which basically tightens discipline, tighter delivery, tightens costs, improves productivity, and stronger financial management. So it's not a project of a client, Project Abhimanyu. It is an internal project at DigiCore, which we have created to improve productivity and work towards the future of the company.
Sure, sir. So give us three concrete things Abhimanyu actually changed in the business.
So one thing is for sure, it definitely brought in discipline. It brought in the push towards sales, where we went very, very aggressive on the sales, where, like as mentioned, we've done over 250 meetings, and the productivity, the keen eye towards going into the smallest of things, where we feel even changing a small lever somewhere can improve the productivity of that one division or department by 0.1, 0.2, 0.3%. And that you change, 15 levers across the company at different places, that suddenly that 0.2, 0.3, then at the company-wide level becomes 3 or 4%. So Project Abhimanyu helps us identify the small little things which many businesses, miss out sometimes. So they're going, we are not looking at the business on a macro level, we are looking at it on a micro level. So that's one of the major things that, we were able to achieve through the discipline.
So my last question is, you launched this after the third year financial 2025, right?
I'm sorry,
I'm audible to you?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I was asking, you launched this after a tough year, financial 2025. So what went wrong in the financial year 2025 that needed fixing?
So one of the main things that fixed automatically, which was anticipated, was the inflow of work. Because, there was little or no work in the VFX industry globally in the calendar year 24 because of the strikes in Hollywood, which happened in 23. So when strikes happened in 23, it was basically the writers' strike, right? So when writers came back to writing projects in, the calendar year 24, in the early 24, and like I just mentioned some time back, that once from the phase of writing to the phase of VFX, it can be anywhere between 15 to 18 months, because writing, then pre-production, then shooting, then editing, and then it comes to VFX. So that's why a lot of projects, majority projects were in writing in early 24. That's why most of 24, the work had really thinned a lot. So it was not about, the work really started booming from early 25, literally. So that changed, obviously, the revenue numbers to a very large extent.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakhi Panchiara from Crane Advisors. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of DG Gold Studios Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@careeradvisors.com. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference. Thank you, Abhishek sir. Thank you, Hani ma'am. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
everyone, and thank you again for attending the conference call. I really appreciate your time. Have a lovely day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.